lighting the way with positive energy and love. HRNradio.com.
Welcome to Emotional Detox. My name is Sherrianna. I am your host. I'm also the author of Emotional Detox, and my latest book is called Emotional Detox for Anxiety. Today, we're going to be talking about an ancient tool, and you're going to be able to apply this tool right away. And to assist me with this discussion, I have a very special guest. I'm so excited about her today. Her name is Mabel Katz. She's an internationally acclaimed world peace ambassador and is recognized as a leading authority on the Ho'opono, the ancient Hawaiian art and practice of problem solving for achieving happiness and peace. And when she's not conducting workshops around the world, Mabel brings her unique brand of awareness to prison inmates, special needs children, and dozens of corporations seeking to achieve peak performance through deeper self-awareness. Her books have been translated into more than 20 languages. You can find Mabel at mabelkatz, and it's a katz.com, or you can go to zerofrequency.com, which brings me to her latest book, which is called Zero Frequency, the easiest way to peace, happiness, and abundance. Mabel, welcome to Emotional Detox.
Thank you. It's great to be here with you, Sherrianna.
Oh, I'm so excited. I have to tell you, your book just sits right next to my couch, and I pick it up all the time.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm just really excited to have you here.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Can we just start, Mabel, with just sharing a little bit about you, just for those who may not know who you are? I mean, you have quite a resume, and you really, when you say you've traveled around the world, you truly have traveled around the world. But can you just give a little history to who you are?
Yes. Well, I was born in Argentina, and I've been living in Los Angeles, United States, for the last 37 years. 37, almost 38 now. And I was an accountant. I had two university degrees, CPA and license in business administration. But one day I woke up and I discovered spirituality, and, you know, I started working on myself and finding peace and happiness where it really is inside of us.
Right. So I was reading that in the book. So I wanted everyone to hear that. I'm glad you mentioned that, Mabel, that you were an accountant. I mean, this was not your life, right?
No.
Just so everybody knows, she talks extensively about this in this book. So if you want to know more about her journey. So you're an accountant, and then you start doing self-awareness work. Then what happens? How do you get to this point where you're studying what you're talking, you're going to say it better than I do, the Ho'opono?
Yeah, the Ho'oponopono, yes. What happened is, well, first of all, I have to tell you how I woke up. My oldest son talked to me angry, as I used to talk to him, and it was like a mirror, you know, for me, and I realized I was looking for happiness in the wrong places. So I said, Mabel, you have to do something. I was a very successful accountant, both in Argentina and here, so I was not looking to change careers at all. I was doing it only for my personal life. But I became a believer, you know, I became, I started practicing what I started teaching, that it was, let go and trust. And when you let go and trust, you know, the universe, God, divinity, whatever you want to call it, the cosmos, is kind of your guide. And when you are open, flexible, life takes you places, you know. It is about knowing that we don't know anything, that only God knows. And when you surrender, you know, when you trust, the trusting part is very important, then again, you know, you end up in places you never imagined.
Interesting. So you say your son was a mirror. Is that correct?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, because, you know, when he talked to me, I always say that I will, you know, I kind of owe him my life, because probably I wouldn't be here. I would have brought myself a cancer or something, you know, because of, you know, when we are, you know, always angry and frustrated and resentful, I mean, we hurt ourselves, yes?
Yes. Definitely. So he was angry, and rather than focusing on his anger, you took that as, okay, I need to really work on myself because he's reflecting something in me. Was that your thinking?
Exactly. You know, I could have, you know, even punish him at that moment. Yes, I'm the mother. How come he talks to me like that? Yes, I could have gone that route, but actually, like I call it, I woke up. In that moment, I woke up. I saw myself. And I said, he learned that from me. You know, that's not what I want to teach him. I know how that feels.
So when you saw the mirror, you also saw how he was handling, and just for the sake of this is the emotional detox show, but maybe how he was handling his own emotions, and you said you woke up and said, oh boy, I need to work on myself because he's learning some of this from me, but also you recognize that some of that was already, this was what you already brought to the relationship.
Exactly, exactly. We, you know, at that, in that moment of, you know, our relationship with my son, we couldn't even be in the same room together. You know, we were trying to even avoid each other. You know, so, yeah, it wasn't the best relationship, and that's when I started my search. And one of the first things that happened, you know, with all the spiritual work I started doing and all the discovering, is that actually my relationship with my son changed completely, you know, kind of overnight. So it is like I always tell people, when you change, everything changes, yes? It's not the other way around. We are always waiting for something to change out there.
Yeah, it's so true. And you can see how we could get into power struggles over these things, right? You just, that when you feel like someone's challenging you or threatening you, or you feel like you're losing control in a situation, which can happen with people that we love, we can all of a sudden find ourselves in a struggle. And I love the way you woke up from that. I mean, so many people can benefit from hearing that today, that we can use that as a way to wake up. So here you are, you're waking up, you're studying. I have to ask you, how did you end up? Because there's a million things you could be studying, Mabel.
Yes,
I know. In regards to spirituality, right? I
mean, yeah, actually, when all this new world opened up for me, I didn't have enough weekends, you know, to take all the trainings I wanted to take.
Yeah, so did it begin with learning the Ho'oponopono, or was that,
actually one thing took me to the next. To be honest with you, it wasn't a struggle at all. It was like, again, like flowing, you know, with allowing, you know, to go with the flow. So things started kind of coming to me. The first training that I found was anger. I went to take a class about what anger was. You know, I wanted to know what it was all about. That was the first one that showed up kind of the same day that I made that decision. And it ended up being a metaphysical teacher that had groups at home. So I signed up for his groups. He took a long time to call me. Thank God, because I was not ready really to go deep into the metaphysical yet. But for example, I started yoga classes, and the teacher would make us do a visualization. I never heard of you know, the word, you know, visualization before, and whatever I visualized in the morning at the yoga class, I manifest in the afternoon. And one of those things was my relationship with my son, where I visualized that I was getting along with him, and that same day he came back from school, and he wanted to come with me. Remember I told you we were trying to avoid each other, yes?
Sure,
And since that day, you know, we had very deep conversations. We talk about death and we talk about God and, you know, it was kind of amazing. So the universe, once you make a decision, the universe is there. So basically, you know, we actually are the creators, you know, of our own life. So you change your thoughts, you change everything. So as I open up, things started coming to me. And, you know, a friend that was, you know, that noticed I was in the search gave me a metaphysical book and different things. One day she came and she said, hey, have you heard of rebirthing? And she told me this is like a, you know, a breathing technique. I said, let's go. You know, everything sounded wonderful. And actually, rebirthing is what brought me to Ho'oponopono. One of the founders of rebirthing knew Morna Simeona, that actually was my teacher's teacher. And she used to talk to us about Ho'oponopono. Nothing resonated with me at that moment, but then, you know, I met somebody that was through rebirthing. I met somebody that was actually sponsoring my, who was then my teacher for 10 years, and I felt compelled to go to Omaha, Nebraska in July of 97 to take my first training.
Wow. In July of 97, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Amazing. So, it is.
For those individuals that are listening right now, can you describe the Ho'oponopono to them just so they can understand what we're talking about here?
Sure. Okay. Well, so Ho'oponopono is a very ancient Hawaiian art of problem solving that tells us that actually there is nobody out there doing anything to us, that everything is us and our thoughts, our memories replaying in our subconscious mind. That most of our problems are actually not from this lifetime, that we chose to come back to make amends. The word Ho'oponopono means how to make amends or how to correct an error. So life is really just the monitor. We are like the computer, you know. So we downloaded programs that show up in the monitor. Now, you know, because we don't know who we are, we keep talking to monitors, you know, and we want the monitors to change. But monitors cannot change. You have to change. The monitor is like, you know, the example with my son. The monitor is showing you what is inside of you. So if there is something that you don't like, you work on yourself. You work on the programs, the memories that are playing in your subconscious mind. So we talk about 100% responsibility, what people don't like to hear. But because we confuse responsibility with guilt. So I'm not saying we are guilty, but we are 100% responsible of what we attract because it's based on something in our subconscious mind. Sure, we don't do it consciously, but when you take responsibility, when you let go, when you know that you have a delete key, you know, and you can erase to bring, you know, to be able to move more from inspiration than your memories. So I always say that Ho'oponopono is kind of the delete key in your computer. So you don't like something, you delete.
Ah, okay. So what we're doing, again, is we're looking at it through the lens that everything in front of you is inside of you. And if you don't like what you see, then it's something in you, a memory, that is what you're saying is most likely from not even this lifetime. Is that correct?
Exactly. So, for example, especially with the times that we are living now, realizing who we are, why we are here, you know, and being able to surrender and become more humble and realizing we cannot do it alone, you know, that we don't know anything. But there is a part of us that knows. So Ho'oponopono is about accessing that other part of you, the part of you that knows, that has all the solutions to all your problems.
Accessing the other part of you that has all the solutions to your problems. Now, I am understanding this because emotional detox is similar, at least the way that I'm taking this in, and when I process my emotions or teach emotional detox, very, very similar where you, and that mindset of I really feel like I go in knowing nothing, because when you come out, it's like, wow, there's so much wisdom. Let me ask you this, Mabel.
Yes.
100% responsibility, you say. How do you know you're taking 100% responsibility? How do you know it's not 88%, 90%? How do you know when you're 100% responsible?
Well, one is when you stop blaming and complaining. That's a big one.
Okay.
For, yeah. You know, they invited me to Guadalajara, Mexico, to speak at a peace conference. And I said, okay, how many of you would like to bring more peace into your life? So, you know, everybody's hand went up, yeah? And then I said, okay, how many of you are willing to stop complaining and blaming? So that, not that many hands went up then. So, you know what it is? It is about when a problem shows up, instead of finding who to blame, you said, oh, okay, another opportunity to erase. Yeah, I don't know what is inside of me. I'm sorry. You know, Ho'oponopono is I'm sorry, please forgive me for whatever is in me that created this. But that was replaced by a simple thank you, a simple I love you. And actually what you do in those moments when you repeat mentally, thank you and I love you, you are coming back to present, because we are never present. So, you know, it's all this, you know, looking into your file, who to blame, you know, the complaints, the anger, and everything takes you, you know, to the past. Yeah, if you are worried, if you are engaged with the fear, you have fear for the future, yes, anxiety for the future. So it is about the thank you and I love you brings you back to present. It is also allowing a part of you to do the erasing, you know, to guide you. So you are allowing inspiration to come into your life. You have to give permission because you have free choice.
I love it. Okay, so one of the ways we know, I'm just making sure we're all clear on this out there, when one of the ways we know we're taking 100% responsibility is we stop blaming and complaining and worrying. Because if we're blaming, complaining, and worrying, we're not being 100% responsible for what we brought into this situation, correct?
Exactly. Sometimes I tell people, you might still, you know, blame and complain or worry, but come back to present as soon as you realize. So the idea is to be more conscious so that you can make more conscious decisions and you can stop replaying.
And just to be clear for everyone that's listening, she says it so much nicer than her, so we already have an agreement that she's just going to say it after I say it so you get the clear. But I can't even say it without laughing. Ho'opono, correct?
Ho'oponopono.
No, she's so much better than me. Okay, so just go with what she's saying. But when she speaks about that, everyone, she's saying step one is, I'm sorry, correct? We're saying, I'm sorry.
Actually, when we say just thank you and I love you, but that includes the I'm sorry for whatever is in me. Like a little child, not that we are guilty, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But as a little child, I don't know what is in me, but I'm sorry.
And you
don't even need to know what it is in you. You just need to know that there is a memory playing in your subconscious mind that is attracting that. That's it. But it's not like you have to know or to go back, you know, or to do, you know, to go back to even a previous lifetime to find out. No. It's just that you consider, again, consciously, and said, okay, another opportunity. It's a memory. I can erase it.
Okay. And then there are three more steps. I'm just going to say them quick right before the break, and we'll talk about it when we come back. Step two is say, please forgive me. Step three is say, thank you. And step four says, I love you. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. I'm speaking with Mabel Katz. She's the author of Zero Frequency, The Easiest Way to Peace, Happiness, and Abundance. We'll be right back.
Inspiration and motivation is just a podcast away at hrnradio.com.
Welcome back to Emotional Detox. I'm speaking with Mabel Katz, author of Zero Frequency, The Easiest Way to Peace, Happiness, and Abundance. Mabel, before the break, I was just quickly gave those other steps, but I also find it very fascinating. When you say, I'm sorry, and that's step one, you say, it's not about being guilty. It's about just, I'm sorry, but we don't have to relive it. We don't need to think about it. We don't have to even feel bad about it. Is that correct?
Exactly. It's not, you are coming again like a little child.
Okay. I like that. All right. Step two.
So I actually do not teach the four steps like you are saying, but I'm going to, and some people are trying to explain them, but I will clarify all this for you. So also the please forgive me is kind of innocence, yes? I'm kind of, you know, for whatever. It's like, you know, when we were children, it was easy to say I'm sorry, yes? Or to ask for forgiveness or forgive. It is our mental part that has a problem with that. So, and the thank you and the I love you actually came to replace all that. So my teacher, Dr. Ihaliakala, one day came back from a walk and he told me, you know, I heard divinity saying, just tell them to say thank you. I know what they mean. Okay, so Ho'oponopono was, for example, when I learned Ho'oponopono, it wasn't not even the four phrases, nothing like that. We had a very long phrase that we had to do. Ho'oponopono has to be done 24 hours a day because memories are playing 24 hours a day. So even if everything is great in your life, you know, memories are always playing. So you always want to be doing this. You never know what you can avoid, you know, or what could have happened if you didn't. So the idea is that, like I said before, Ho'oponopono is, I'm sorry, please forgive me for whatever is in me that created this. But God said to Dr. Ihaliakala, just tell them to say thank you. Then it came the I love you, and we have many ways of doing Ho'oponopono. But what are we doing? We are taking responsibility. We are saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me for whatever is in me. A lot of people learn Ho'oponopono actually became famous for the four phrases. But actually you just can repeat thank you, I love you, or any combinations. But I always tell people, if you already have it included, because if you learn it like that, like the four phrases, and you, it's natural in you and it feels good and you see results, just keep going with the four phrases. But just the thank you will do it.
Okay.
I will interrupt because I think I need to add one more thing. What you need to know, the Ho'oponopono, whatever you do, the way you do it, what you need to know what you are doing. You are taking responsibility. You are actually saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me for whatever is in me. You are giving permission to divinity to erase and to inspire you. Yeah? And also you are coming back to present. So a lot of things are happening with a simple thank you. Sorry.
No, please. I love this. So what you're saying, Mabel, what I hear you saying is some people learn it with the four phrases. You have learned it differently, and I just want to let everybody know, you trained with Len, correct? I mean, but you're also speaking of other teachers as well. Is that correct, Mabel?
Well, the thing is, I've been with Dr. Ihaliakala for 10 years, so, and I have a lot of the back of the scenes things, everything, and I was actually with him when Ho'oponopono became as easy as saying thank you, because again, before it wasn't that easy. So yeah. A lot of things, it's like Ho'oponopono evolved. You know how religions keep doing the same thing for I don't know how many years. Okay, yeah. You know, even now, we know we are in the new paradigm. Things change and everything. And people keep saying, you know, because somebody thought that her, I don't know, 6,000 years ago, they heard something, interpreted something, and people say this is the word, yeah? So it doesn't matter if it works or not, you keep doing it. So this is about us becoming more intuitive, being more connected with ourselves, to live a more conscious life, to do what works for us. So the idea of Ho'oponopono is how to live a more conscious life, how to let go, how to be present, how to really let go and trust. For example, a lot of my students use I let go and trust. I always tell people, if I have a scary situation, I just repeat, I let go and trust, I let go and trust, I let go and trust, and amazing things happen. Or, for example, I'm not going to worry. You know.
Gotcha. So you're saying it's really based on the idea that you're choosing to take 100% responsibility and to recognize that this is something in you that is a memory that's looking to be, that you can be erased and then you can become inspired.
Exactly.
And therefore, it's really about that 100%, not so much about semantics and the exact words that you use, that it's okay to do what feels right within this. Is that what you're saying, Mabel?
Exactly. And I always tell people, you can get your own tools. You know, when you have a problem, you can ask, how do I erase? How do I clean? And you might get your own tools. Or you might, you know, get the thank you or the I love you or the four phrases. Just do something. The most important, again, is realizing every time you are not present, that you are not at zero, so that you can come back. And the tools help you to come back, so that then you are not an obstacle in your own life, you know, because when you think, for example, when you think or you worry, I mean, that's the worst thing you can do. You are also being very arrogant, thinking you know.
Yeah.
And that you are going to solve it.
Absolutely. Okay. I hope everybody's getting this. It's making sense, right? So, again, it's that 100% responsibility. So your book, the title of your book is called Zero Frequency. Do you want to talk a little bit about what zero frequency means?
Yes. You know, I've been doing zero frequency trainings for 10 years now around the world because I needed, since I come from the business world, I'm still a very intellectual, very practical, down-to-earth lady, okay? So it's like I put spirituality and, you know, the intellect together because now we are here, yes, and how things work here. So yeah. I always present the Ho'oponopono trainings, but the Ho'oponopono is kind of spiritual, metaphysical, theoretical. Now you go and practice. And I needed to be able to share with people more of the things that helped me to let go and trust more. That it helped me to practice more, you know, Ho'oponopono. So zero frequency gave me the possibility of giving people experiences, yeah, because experiences you never forget. So, you know, where they work, we do it interactive, we work in groups, one-on-one, et cetera, et cetera. So I've been actually trying to write this book for 10 years, yeah? And what happened is in this book you have many ways to come back to present, to come back to zero, to realize when you are not there. And it's the best companion for, especially for the times that we are living right now.
Wonderful. We have to take another quick break, but we will be right back in a moment.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Emotional Detox. I'm speaking with Mabel Katz. She's the author of Zero Frequency, The Easiest Way to Peace, Happiness, and Abundance. So before the break, we were getting some clarity, I believe, on how this all works and a little bit more about how you teach. And I wanted to ask you, you talk in your bio about bringing these tools to prison inmates and children. Can you talk more about that?
Sure. Well, you know, I want you to know my very first experience in a prison, it was in a women's prison in Mexico City. And because it was my first time, I thought, what am I going to tell them, you know? But as soon as I got there, I felt like it was a women's conference, you know? Mm-hmm. I didn't have any judgments. I was totally, and you know what the first thing came out from my mouth that I couldn't believe it myself? And I said, this is a spiritual retreat. I said, here, you know, you don't have to cook. You don't have to go to the market. You don't have to do any of the things that you used to do. You have plenty mm-hmm. of time to connect with God, to connect with yourself, to write. You know, and I kept telling them, I said, what do you talk? I mean, do you talk about everything that didn't work or what went wrong? No, you have to talk about these things, you know, and remind yourself of these things. Now, what I want you to know is that since then I went to different prisons in different countries, And you know the common denominator? I always learn from them. They always share with, for example, when I talk to them, they said, well, what you are telling us is in the Bible, you know. In Argentina, in a prison in Argentina, one of the guys told me, oh, do you know Eckhart Tolle? You know, the power of now. And so I was mm-hmm. totally shocked. I had people, you know, in prisons actually connecting so much that I had guys crying, you know, during my mm-hmm. presentation. The last one was in Bogota, and that was a little bit scary because we were in this big patio. You know, they were having a break. You know, it was their break. So people were doing a lot of things. Not everybody joined the class or anything. But at one point, they started all getting up. And I said, what's going on? Something happened, you know. He said, no, they have to count us right now. She said, but don't go. We are coming back. And yes, they went and they came back, you know. So, they always share things with me. They always tell me, and I'm telling you, it is an unbelievable spiritual experience. The other thing is, you know, I have two children's books that I've written because when I woke up and I found out everything that I did, I realized that if I knew that when I was young, my life would have been very different, yes? Mm-hmm. So I said, I have to get to the kids and tell them they can be happy now, yes? Mm-hmm. But, you know, also, first of all, kids come to my trainings, even, you know, with their parents and everything, and I receive so much love. That is my confirmation that I'm not talking BS, you know? And
what are the book titles, Mabel?
My very first one is The Easier Way to Grow, that it comes with audio and videos where I tell people, again, everything that I found out, everything that helped me to open my mind. And the last one is Maluhia, The Happy City, because it's all the basic Ho'oponopono, you know, the foundation, the philosophy and everything, but taught by kids. And there are 26 stories that are actually true, you know, that I heard. Because my teacher, Dr. Ihaliagala, had an amazing connection. He could see and hear things that I couldn't. And that's listening and, you know, to all these weird stories is really what helped me to open up my mind and realize I didn't know anything or I didn't know as much as I thought I did. So it was wonderful. And but I also wanted to tell you, I love, for example, to work also with special kids. You know, I go to different schools with special kids, and I also learn from them. You know, one day in Hungary, you know, this girl came and said, oh, I am very nervous or something. So I told one of the Hungarian ladies, and I said, ask her if we can hug her. And she gave us permission to hug her. And as soon as we hugged her, and I said, how do you feel now? How is the fear? And he said, oh, it's gone. So, you know, you always learn, you know, maybe a simple hug, you know, or things like that. So, for example, in Hungary, why do I go to these schools? Because some of the teachers are my students. So they invite me to the school. So in this, my student has a class with the most difficult kids in the school. But her class is the calmest, you know? And if any teacher has a problem with another child, you know, in another classroom, they send them to her. And the kids learn about, you know, the thank you and the I love you and things like that. And it's beautiful. It's wonderful. So, again, you never know where inspiration could come from.
That's wonderful. And so those of you who are wondering where these books are, you just go to her website. So, again, it's Mabel, and it's with a K, Katz, KATZ.com. And when you go to her website, you're going to see everything right there. She's got all her children's books. Zero Frequency is there. And there's some other resources there that you can get right away. This is really
There are some also for some free resources. So, you know, even a basic Ho'oponopono video course, too, that is free.
Mm. Any suggestions for the listeners today as far as you say that you in this book, and it is full of exercises and things that you can practice to get to know what this is all about. Is there anything you want to share today as far as maybe an exercise or a tool or even just a message that you want to let the listeners know?
Well, I'm going to share something that happened to me. It's a personal experience, and I think people will appreciate it because it's regarding money. So at one point, I had left completely my career. You know, it was a very profitable and stable and used to pay for a lot of the things that I could do, you know, for free. And so I had, you know, let go of that career. And suddenly, you know, an income that I was counting on, it disappeared. And I already had a lot of employees, so I had a very important responsibility, monthly responsibility. And I said, how am I going to be able to pay all these people, you know, with this new career of mine? Yes, where I don't even have a title. So yes, my intellect went immediately, you know, the logical part. Oh, you will have to go back to preparing taxes, you know. It was the logical thing to do. But at that moment, another thought came, you know, what I call inspiration, when you allow it. Yeah, and the thought was, hey, God knows why I'm here. He knows how much I need and when. I said, I'm not going to worry. So remember before I mentioned to you, like sometimes I let go and trust, or I'm not going to worry. So, you know, amazing things happen because every time, it's not like I didn't worry anymore, but every time that I noticed I was worried or I was starting to worry, I would look up and say, I'm not going to worry, like a little child. And you know what? I didn't have to fire anybody. Every time that I had to pay, the money was there, and it was coming from places I couldn't visualize or even imagine. Like, for example, selling the copyrights of my books in I don't know how many languages. You know, that all came from an email. It wasn't nothing that I was knocking at doors or thinking or nothing. So, see, when you really trust, like I said before, there is a universe there. I want to tell also people I was not a believer. I became a believer when I started believing in myself. So one of the things that changed really my life is giving permission to myself to be myself in front of everybody. I know some people like me, some people don't. But the important thing is that we like ourselves, that we love ourselves. It starts by there, and then things will start coming to you effortlessly. Yes, only because you are just yourself. There is a question that you have to ask yourself that is very important. What would you do even if you don't get paid? Because you love it. You know, this is a new era. It's not about finding a job. It's about finding yourself. What would you do? And trusting and going, you know, listening more to your heart than your mind. You know, and again, like I said before, believing in yourself, and then you will realize there is something inside of you that has, like I said before, all the solutions to your problems, all the answers to your questions. Just trust. Trust, believe in yourself.
Wow. That's great. I love the story. And I couldn't agree with you more, Mabel. I really
thank
couldn't.
You.
And I love your book and the way it's written. It's a very well done book. You did a great
thank
job.
You.
I know it took you a long time, and it's a great book. And I
thank
hope
you.
Everybody gets out there, and I hope that you buy your children these books. I know I'm going to be buying my children your children's books. And,
thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Mabel. And I hope everybody checks you out. She's at MabelCast.com or ZeroFrequency.com. And I hope you come back again. I'm sure you'll have more to offer in the future.
Anytime. I'm here for you. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. And those of you who are new to the show, I'll be right back with what's coming up to be cleansed.
Timeless information for your self-care and health. HRNradio.com.
Welcome back to Emotional Detox. And now we're at the part of the show which I call What is Coming Up to be Cleansed. And when I refer to cleanse, I'm referring to a seven-step acronym. It's a mindful steps of an emotional detox. And that was interesting, wasn't it? Wasn't that a great show? I've been learning about, I'm hesitant to even say it, Ho'oponopono, or she does such a better job than me. I've been learning about that for a while here and there, and there are different ways that people teach it, but I really like her angle today and that whole idea of 100% responsibility. That's an interesting concept and something to kind of reflect on, right, as we end this year. And this actually, guys, is the last episode of 2020. Can you believe it? This is the last one. I can't. And, you know, when she was talking about how things sort of just came to her and she would get an email in her inbox and so on and so forth, and this whole idea of trust. It's such a concept that some people can really have a hard time because, like she said, you can get in your logical mind and you can think about, well, I have bills to pay and I have responsibilities and that all sounds great, but it also sounds like maybe I'm not being responsible, things like that. But I had a very similar experience actually with the way this show got started. I thought I would talk a little bit about that today because it is kind of reminds me of what she's speaking about when it comes to this idea of manifesting, right? And manifesting is really bringing something into the physical. And I wanted to share that it was last July, so July 2020. And you know what July is like, right? July is, nobody wants to work in July, at least where I live. Maybe if you live in an area, but that's kind of like the time where you want to take time off, be with your family, your kids are on break, and so on and so forth. And so it's a July day. I'm sorry, it's June. It's June, the end of June, and I one day am sitting there, and I think to myself, I wonder how so-and-so's doing. I'm just going to shoot her an email. Now, I don't really do that very often. That's not really me. I usually use email just to kind of get business done as quick. I don't really do check-ins over emails. It's not really my style. But I checked in with Emily. Now, Emily A. Francis is before this show. She is, she's a host, she's an author as well of Whole Body Healing. She has a new book coming out, which is Healing the Body Whole, which is going to be amazing, by the way. So I hope that you check out her book. So I email Emily, And I just said, how are you doing? Because I knew she was transitioning and things like that. She emails me back and it says, call me right now. And I'm thinking to myself, okay. So she leaves me her phone number really quick and I give her a call and she said, well, I said to the universe, who's it going to be? And then you email out of nowhere. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, well, you know, she's been doing her show, before my show for a while. And she said, you know, there was an opportunity for someone to have a new show on healthylife.net. And someone asked her what she thought about who would be a good fit. And she literally put it out to the universe and said, universe, kind of give me a sign. Who should I recommend? And there was me emailing her. And she's like, so you emailed me. That's the sign. You need to do a radio show. And I was like, what? Now, mind you, at that time, I already had a podcast going. I had a podcast. I was already in a little bit of a flow there. It was getting some traction. I didn't really need another thing. And I talked to her, and I just, on a whim, I said, you know what? I'll do it. I'll do it. She's like, yay, and she's all excited. And so then this show, Emotional Detox, started in July. July was our first show. And so here we are now at the end of 2020, and I think we've done about 24 shows now on Emotional Detox. So just wanted to share with you that sort of my, like, non-effort example, meaning effortlessly, all of a sudden, you're in a completely new direction. Didn't even really look for it. It just kind of happened. Now, my view of the way that I kind of process everything is emotions. I take time every day to process my emotions. And that, I guess that's kind of my 100% responsibility thing, meaning I'm experiencing an emotion, you know, usually, you know, if it's something like nervous or worried or whatever that is, and I'm going to choose to sit down and I'm going to take myself through the 7 steps of the cleanse. And my version of being 100% accountable for what I'm feeling, recognizing that this exists inside of me, that it's probably been in me for a very, very long time, probably even longer than I know, and I'm choosing to cleanse it. And then I gotta let it go. Right? And she talked about that. I absolutely loved what she had to say. I loved the idea of forgiveness, you know, this idea of forgive me without any guilt or shame, just like she said, very childlike, don't hang on to it. And I hope that you got some good information today, but just wanted to wish you a very happy holiday, and I wish you the very best, and I look forward to continuing to bring you some of the best. I really believe that these are incredible guests in the new year. You're going to be really excited to see who we have lined up. And as always, remember, your emotions matter. Processing them matters more. Don't forget to go to SherriannaBoyle.com. I'm going to be doing manifesting messages in the new year. It's going to be a lot of fun. And follow me at Instagram, Sherrianna.Boyle. Take care, everyone.
Thanks for listening to HRNRadio.com.